It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. Over 2,000 years ago, the Bible saw its genesis, and with Jesus Christ's arrival blossomed into the complete works of God. Civilizations came and went, along with wars and conflagration and all manner of troubles. However, those Christian principles lived on in the best seller of all time, the Bible. The endurance of this great book is miraculous, and despite despots banning and burning it, the spiritual truths live on as a beacon of light to live by. Somewhere in the distant millennia, man discovered democracy and truth and invented a system of government and law to emulate these Christian principles, and so the free world was born along with the more recent Judeo-Christian system of governance, respect, and truth. At its heart, Christianity teaches love and charity for others and a philosophy of justice for all people as equals. Most of us are familiar with the Ten Commandments, written by God on tablets of stone and brought down Mount Sinai by Moses. The simple yet dramatic truth of Christianity is that it has endured and become the basis of our system of free world government. So if you look around the world and the ongoing decay of the human race, we find that today spirituality is often rejected or reconstituted as dark religious versions cast from human failings, greed and dominance. In communist and fascist countries, there is no place for spiritual belief, and the state is all-powerful. The effect of this is the subjugation of people, underpinned by the systemic dominance and abhorrent government systems without genuine democracy. This is the purpose of today's broadcast. A single question: why are Christians being persecuted across the world in such large numbers? Why so much violence and hatred? And even if you are an atheist, you should be worried, because it's our universal anchor in life. I think the persecution comes from governments which are afraid of their people, and the concept of freedom of thought and freedom of expression. And so spirituality plays no part, because despots and dictators can't control it, and they certainly don't accept the power of prayer. The persecution of Christians is the biggest human rights violation in this era. While those who persecute are many, one common voice, often enacted in violence, comes from Islam, and to those of us living by the humble teachings of Christ, we find this offensive and abhorrent. An exception is North Korea, because it tops the list of Christian persecutors, but the rest of the top 10 list are Islam-based. According to the Open Doors 2019 World Watch list, 11 Christians are killed each day for their faith. Many more are ostracized, humiliated, imprisoned, and violently assaulted. This is a genocide and persecution unprecedented since Hitler's Germany, yet the world appears indifferent toward it. As Prince Charles said, and I quote, "It is an indescribable tragedy that Christianity is now under such threat in the Middle East and elsewhere," end quote. Some postulate that the nonsense of political correctness has helped create this mess by expecting people to be sanitized in all manner of thought, speech, and deed, where even having spiritual faith is in some way racist or dominant or sexist and so on. PC has created all kinds of problems, and I believe the persecution and non-acceptance of Christianity is one of the casualties. Political correctness is now so all-pervading, it actually acts as a kind of religion to the exclusion of all reason, common sense, and freedom. In this, those who preach PC are culpable, because for most matters the arguments are unsustainable and represent social control and the suppression of free will. A prime example is the sacking of sportsman Israel Folau for simply answering a question honestly and referencing the Bible. Put simply, he has that right in a free society, surely. Many Christians believe we are in the last days because of all the strife and persecution, and I'm one of them. My friends, take an interest and do what you can in good faith and humility and call out those who persecute and kill. Give where you can to support our fellow brothers and sisters because they need it as never before. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.